Gospel of our Savior Christ, according to St. Mark, chapter 10, beginning at verse 46.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So, throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May it be, O God, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable to you and useful to your purposes of grace. Amen.
Amen.
I can't quite believe that this is the first time I've ever, in all my years through the college, 7 years in all, and since I became chaplain here, this is the first time I've ever actually preached here in the chapel. So it's I've seen so many people do it, and now finally it's my turn. But it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Our world is a very tough place at the moment. We see a lot of people on the side of the roads begging in the city centre. People from Ireland and people not from Ireland. When you watch the news, it's all over it. We hear about it so much. There is a fear, I guess, that maybe we are being a bit desensitized to all that goes on around us. We walk past people who are begging, possibly without a second thought. We might say that they are not safe to go near, or that they could be faking it. We might conjure up all sorts of excuses in our heads why we won't go over and help this other person in so much need. This in recent years has been increased by so many non-nationals coming to our shores due to war and conflict in other countries. Again, the news is full of all those wars and conflicts. So let us think about Bartimaeus himself. We don't know what kind of life he has had. I can't imagine that it was easy though. We don't know whether he'd been blind for most of his life. Had he lost his sight due to an accident or because of disease? All we know was that he was a blind beggar and he was son of Timaeus. So let us look at what happened to him. Well, obviously, he was healed by Jesus. This is the bottom line. Jesus saved him when he was in trouble. His life consisted of sitting on the side of the street and begging. Was he blind because he had not found Jesus? Or did he have faith? Not spiritually blind, but only physically so. Not that this makes it an easy life. Not for one moment. But he was on the right track. Let me tell you a story, not true, may I add. A man decided to swim from Los Angeles to Hawaii, 2,500 miles. He practiced and trained with the best coaches. He left no detail of preparation undone. Finally, the big day arrived. He plunged into the Pacific and began to swim. He swam 10, 15, 20 miles. Things were getting tougher. The waves were getting higher. It suddenly dawned on him that this wasn't going to work. It was way too far. He began to panic. He called out with his last remaining breath, "Please save me." Next thing he heard, a motorboat. Just when he'd given up hope, the driver came to him and said, "Are you in trouble?" Obviously he was. The man said, "Yes." The driver said, "Here's my book, read this." He threw this waterproof package into the water and powered away. I can imagine the language that the man in the sea used. What use was that at all? It certainly wasn't going to help him. Okay, so let's suppose that this didn't happen. But a different motorboat arrived with a different driver. He pulls up and starts showing the man how to swim from the deck of the boat. You put your arm up like this and you kick your legs like this. Well, you get the message. I'm not going to show you. Well, again, hardly going to save the poor swimmer, is he? So let's try a third motorboat. And the driver pulls up as he sees the poor swimmer floundering in the water. He pulls up beside him, reaches in his hand and pulls him out of the water. He sits the swimmer down in a chair and gives him a nice hot drink and some good oat bars to help him regain his energy. The swimmer thanks him. "Grand, I'm all right now." "But no," the driver says. "Perfect, that's grand. You must be feeling better. I'm sure you can find your way, your own way to Hawaii. Wouldn't want to get in your way." Back into the water. He's back to square one, in big trouble. So okay, now we have the fourth scoot boat. It's a busy piece of water, this. Which pulls up and fishes the poor swimmer out, who is now at his wit's end. He puts him in a chair, feeds him, and takes him all the way to Hawaii, where he can recover from his ordeal and fly home. So who is the savior then? Well, of course, it was the last one. That wasn't a trick question, in case you're wondering. It was the last one who took the man out of danger of certain death to where there was no fear of drowning. Christ did not give us an instruction book about how to get to heaven. He did not expressly come and live a life just as an example, although he does, of course, show us precisely how to live our lives. And, of course, we do have the Bible. And as the collect for the second Sunday of Advent goes, "Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Saviour Jesus Christ." Jesus does not come just to give us a little boost, just to throw us back in the water. He came to be our Saviour, to take us away from danger and to restore us and give us everlasting life. How does Bartimaeus react to Jesus? Well, he certainly comes out much better than the disciples do. They told him to be quiet. They tried to keep him away from Jesus. But Jesus stopped and told the people around to call Bartimaeus over to him. He asked Bartimaeus what he wanted Jesus to do for him. Bartimaeus knew exactly who Jesus was. He called him Teacher. He was a bright man, even though people presumed that he was not. He asked him for his sight back. He had faith that Jesus was going to be able to save him, to restore his sight. Otherwise, why would he have called out in the first place? This passage shows us why it is so important to have faith. Not just sit back and